She is always experimenting, always attempting the coup d'éclat.
Who do you like now?
She asks without looking up. You mean at 20 or at 36?
Both.
I try to remember being 20. It's just a blur of women, breasts, legs, skin, hair. All their stories have jumbled together and their faces no longer attach themselves to names. I was busy but miserable at 20. 20 was nothing special. Nobody springs to mind.
And 36?
I scrutinize Claire.
Is 12 too young?
I'm sure 12 is really too young. Better to fantasize about beautiful, unattainable, safe Paul McCartney than to have to contend with Henry the time-traveling geezer.
Why is she asking this anyway? Henry?
Yeah?
Are you married?
Yes, I admit reluctantly.
To who?
A very beautiful, patient, talented, smart woman. Her face falls.
Oh.
She picks up one of my white bishops, which she captured 2 moves ago, and spins it on the ground like a top.
Well, that's nice.
She seems kind of put out by this news. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Claire moves her queen from Q2 to KN5.
Check.
I move my knight to protect my king.
Am I married?
Claire inquires. I meet her eyes. You're pushing your luck today.
Why not? You never tell me anything anyway. Come on, Henry. Tell me if I'm going to be an old maid.
You're a nun, I tease her. Claire shudders. Boy, I hope not. She takes one of my pawns with her rook.
How did you meet your wife?
Sorry, top secret information. I take her rook with my queen. Claire makes a face. Ouch.
Were you time-traveling when you met her?
I was minding my own business. Claire sighs. She takes another pawn with her other rook. I'm starting to run low on pawns.